Blog Talk Radio.
Happy holidays. This is Chriselle Stouse. I play Amanda Dillon on All My Children, and you're listening to Stardust Radio.
Hey, this is Eden Regal on Stardust Radio. I would just like to say to the Stardust listeners, Merry, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year and Happy Holidays for those of you not celebrating Christmas. And I hope your holidays are very merry and bright.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Stardust Radio on the Blog Talk Network. Today is December 16, 2008. I'm your host, Joanne. The number here is 347-945-5423. Make sure you call in and participate with the show. If you're a guest in the chat room, make sure you register with Blog Talk Radio. It is a free service, and this way you can participate in the live chat that's going on right now. Don't forget tomorrow, December 17th at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, to come back and join me with the delicious Aiden Turner from All My Children will be joining me. So make sure you come back for that. Tonight's guest is a fan favorite that just developed so quickly on All My Children. She is turning her character from the goody-goody to the crazy-crazy, and we'll see where it's going to get her. So let's get Miss Melissa Claire Egan on the line. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on the show tonight.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. So before we get into anything else, I want to talk about Rock the Soap Cruise.
Yes.
Melissa is just one out of 20-something stars that's going to be attending Rock the Soap March 20th through the 23rd, hosted by Bob Guinea, and Rebecca Buttig will be there, and Michael Knight, Bobby Eakes, Kathy Breyer. Oh, God, there's so many people. Aiden Turner, who will be here tomorrow. You guys got a lot of stuff going on that cruise. Anything in particular you're looking forward to?
Well, I've actually never been on a cruise, so I'm excited to even be on a cruise, period, going to Mexico. It's going to be great. Bob organized a bunch of exclusives happening. They're doing the Daytime Divas are performing, which is Bobby and Cassie DePaiva and Kathy Breyer. I believe it's Daytime Divas. Torsten Kay, who plays Zach and All My Children, is having his book release on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
I believe there's a party with Aiden DJing. There's also going to be a beach party in Mexico with all of us. So all
That's
of the fans
fabulous.
And all of the actors get to just have this beach party in Mexico. What else? There's going to be karaoke. I think I'm going to perform with Bobby Eakes, the number from Chicago that we did at Super Soap. There's just a ton of fun stuff. It's going to be, there's like a silent auction on board, I believe. So I'm excited. I'm excited for my first cruise and to, hang out with the fans and my fellow cast members. It's going to be a blast.
Oh, you're going to love it, a first cruise. Oh, my gosh. And what a place to go.
I know, exactly. It's going to be so much fun. So everybody has to book their tickets now and get on it. So
I know that Barb told me that they're doing a special right now with the cruise that it originally was if you put $500 down that held your spot, but they've actually cut it in half, $250, to just, hold your spot. And that's only good until December 31st. So
got to do it now. And they can put down payments, instead of paying it all at once, you can break it up over 3 months, I believe. So you don't have to give it all at one time. So you can do it over 3 months, and it's definitely worth it. It's going to be so much fun, definitely once-in-a-lifetime experience. So.
Oh, absolutely. And then there's a refer-a-friend program. So every time you put a friend's name or a friend books a cruise and they use your name, it takes $50 off your bill.
Mm-hmm.
You may end up actually going for a cruise, for nothing.
Right.
So, that actually has a contest going on, too. I'm putting that in the chat room so you guys can SoapNet.com, they're having a contest, so go check that out. Oh, I put too many W's. You can figure that out. and then you're going to be performing at Broadway Cares again.
Yes, absolutely. It was great because Bobby and I did a number for Super Soap last month, and it was kind of like it's all done now. We don't have to really rehearse. I might do a couple other things, but it's great because we already have our choreography down. Now it's like, it's just kind of in the bag. So it's such a fun number. It's the finale number from Chicago, and so a bunch of us will be performing again for Broadway Cares. It's going to be great.
Right. Yeah, I was there. I saw the performance. It was great.
Oh, good.
It was great.
Yeah. It's just a fun number.
Mm-hmm. And then you did a movie a few years ago, Wrestling, that is available now on DVD.
I did, yes. My good friend and colleague from college, Jeremy O'Keefe, directed it. So we shot that when I was still in L.A. right out of college. It's a great little, cute little little film. And he said, yeah, it's great.
Yes, I just put the link to the film in the chat room. Go check it out. It's available to buy now on DVD, WrestlingTheMovie.com, or you could go to Alyssa's official website and purchase it. It's available on Amazon.com. So go check that out and check out Melissa from back in the day.
Yes. It's great.
Yeah, so, yeah, the cruise is definitely something that you should definitely do. Now, Melissa, you've been to Super Soap twice, right? Two times, right. So compare, like, you've never done a cruise before, but, I mean, in comparison, in your mind, what do you think the differences are going to be between Super Soap as far as the fan interaction? Like, what are the fans going to expect to gain out of this, you know, more intimate affair with the actors?
It's just going to be a lot more intimate. First of all, there's not as much space. Let's be honest, you're on a boat in the middle of the ocean. So you kind of can't, you know, everyone's on the same, you know, huge boat cruise. It's going to be a lot smaller, a lot more intimate, you know, parties. It's like you're just partying with your friends. So it's going to be a lot of parties, karaoke with the fans, just on every level, a lot smaller and a lot more intimate. The performances will be in smaller spaces. You know, at Disney, it's amazing, but you're at the, you know, the big stage with the sorcerer's hat. So it's just like thousands and thousands of people. This is just a lot, you know, you're all on the same boat together. You can't you can't miss one another. So definitely more intimate, more personal. And then you get to go to Mexico and get some sun and enjoy yourself there. But you get to go with these people that you watch every day too. So it's going to be fun for the actors and the fans, you know, to get closer to each other.
Right. Yeah, so I think that's a definite plus. For anybody, you know, I mean, I've gone to Super Soap four or five years, I think it is, and I think this would be so much nicer and so much more intimate to be able to just hang out and mingle, and instead of doing the fast passes and sleeping out in the middle of the night, you know, waiting for your tickets and so on.
None of that stuff at all.
Mm-hmm.
No, getting up at 2 a.m. for fast passes on the cruise.
Yeah, right. He'll just be still up at 2 a.m. hanging out at the bar instead.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. And there's a ton of male actors that are going. And, you know, I had Brandon Barash on the show yesterday. And, you know, like I said, that's always a plus. Brandon Barash on the beach with no shirt. Are you kidding me?
I know. Come on. And Aiden and Torsten, all these great, you know, studs. So it's going to be, everyone in their swimsuits. Can't beat that.
Not at all. Liquor, some beaches, and oh, my gosh, he's got a cruise. Yeah. There's a party going on there.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be so much fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me congratulate you on what you're doing on All My Children, because you are playing crazy so good.
Thank you.
I mean, you are doing fabulous on that show.
Nice. Thank you so much. It's been well written. So they've given me good material. So I'm lucky to even be doing it, you know. But thank you. That's so nice.
Well, now, how was it for you when you found out that you weren't going to be the goody-goody anymore? Because that's essentially how you came on. It was like, Anna, do right, do good. And now they're saying, you know what, you're going to go psycho for a little while.
Right. It was, you know, it was like a slow process because you saw kind of darker sides of Annie slowly. And then I think when Charles Pratt came on our show, they really made the choice, like, all right, let's go here with this character. So I was really excited. You know, with the stuff with Richie, you saw hints of it. You know, you see her because she could kind of, you know, have little bits of Richie in her. But then when Chuck started, I would read the scripts, and every day I'd be like, no. I read each page in shock, just as much as the fans are. So I was really excited about it, though. It's a whole new endeavor. It's a whole different side of the character. As an actor, that's like your dream job, to be able to play the different parts of these people. So it's been really exciting. But again, I'm shocked sometimes. When I read about, like, the Erica stabbing and then the whole stuff in the loony bin, I was like, my jaw hit the floor. I was like, oh, God, how am I going to do this? But the writing's been really good, and, you know, the other actors have been so great, Aiden and Mackenzie, and working with them, and it's been, everyone's been so supportive. So it's been a really, really cool transition. been really great. And the fans have been so great. Like on the street, people seem really excited about it, and they yell Crazy Annie all the time. So it's really nice. You feel a lot of support. So it's been great.
Well, this is my prediction. I mean, everybody knows Rebecca's leaving the show.
Correct.
But my thing is, now that you've gone crazy, before you went crazy, Ryan was all hell-bent on being with Greenlee, and that was it. The divorce was done and said, and there was no turning back. Now that you're in the loony bin, so to speak, he's feeling kind of bad, and he's like, you know what, this is my fault, I did this. And he's pushing Rebecca away, so I think they're actually going to write Rebecca out in that sense. And I think Annie going crazy is actually going to be her saving grace to getting her husband back.
You think so? No, that definitely could be. Maybe that's what, you know, is the pull for Ryan. Well, you know, maybe the guilt. But I also see them creating relationships with other people now. Like, you know, Ryan's off with great kind of chasing Greenlee right now. And Aiden's the one, if you've seen in the recent air shows, he, you know, gets himself committed to kind of take care of Annie because she's kind of all alone now. And he feels a little guilty because he helped her with the kidnapping. He helped her with all that stuff. He knows how much, you know, the whole Greenlee Ryan thing hurt Annie because he was just as much hurt. So the next few months are really sweet, the scenes that they've written with Annie and Aiden and him kind of protecting her and trying to kind of help her get better. And really interesting stuff comes in about Dr. Sinclair, which is Mackenzie's character, where you don't know if she's really trying to get Annie better. So you're kind of wondering what's her motive. Is she good or is she bad? So and Aiden trying to try to protect her from that. So I don't know. There might be a little Aiden in there. Maybe Annie will go back to Ryan. I know, like, you know, not much more than you guys do. But that is a good guess. That could potentially be it as well.
Yeah. Well, you know, Aiden would be a good person to throw in the mix too. And you know what? Today's the first day that I actually saw Mackenzie on the show because long story, DVR broke down. But
what happened then?
Oh my God! I almost died. I had 2 weeks worth of stuff on there, and I was gonna have a fit.
That's the worst.
But so I ended up watching it, you know, as it played, and just by Ryan bringing a picture of Emma to the hospital, saying, "Oh, I want to show this to her," and she was like, "Oh, hell, that no, you're not," you know. I was like, "Oh, there's something wrong with this doctor." So
right. Why would you say that's not good to show pictures of the child? Right. Well, I've heard some things that are the potential storyline, which clearly I won't give away because I have such a big mouth all still. But it's really interesting. Like what I've heard ends up being kind of her motive. You're like, whoa. So it's really cool. And she's playing it great. And it's really juicy coming up. It's a really cool story. So I'm excited.
Right. Good. Well, you're doing a good job at it. So, you know, keep it up. Very, very good.
Nice.
So you have some callers here. Are you ready to take some calls?
Yeah, I'd love to.
All right, let's go over here to area code 312, which is Tony from Chicago. Say hi to Melissa.
Hey, Joanne, how you doing? Hi, Melissa, how are you?
Hi, Tony from Chicago. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I just want to reiterate what Joanne said. You are doing a magnificent job playing on All My Chillin', and also, and most recently, within the transformation from Annie being the sweet, vulnerable woman to more the crazy, manipulative, evil type of woman.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot. I appreciate that.
That's so cool.
No, thanks. It's fun.
Yeah, good. I want to touch on a couple of your things away from AMC. Back in the day, when you before you came on AMC, before you came on My Children, you auditioned for One Tree Hill, right?
I did. When I was a senior in college, I went to UNC Chapel Hill.
Go Heels!
Yes, Tar Heels. I'm a huge Tar Heel fan. And Wilmington is where they shot One Tree Hill. So they were casting for the pilot in New York, Los Angeles, and Wilmington. So I read for the pilot for the role of Haley a few times. And I read for Mark Schwann, the creator of the show, who's still a good friend of mine. He's great. And so I didn't get the role, but I did a small part in the pilot instead. And then a few months later, I did a really small part in the episode 6 or 7 of season 1. So I had, you know, it was like a few of my first, you know, little gigs were on the show. And I have such an affinity towards it because I remember reading for it when I was a senior in college. And it's a great show. So that was my whole One Tree Hill path.
Yeah, you auditioned for Haley, am I right, and enrolled and eventually went to Bethany Jen Williams, who's now Bethany Joy Gilletti now.
Yeah.
And she's an amazing talent actress now. She's a singer too, and she has an album out too, and she's wonderful, I'll tell you that.
She is wonderful. I used to audition with Joy. When I was 13, I lived in New York, and she went by Joy then, before Bethany, and she was so cute and super sweet, and we used to, we met when we were, like, 13 or 14 at an audition for, like, the Babysitter's Club movie, and I remember we met then, and so then when she got the part, it was so funny, because I was like, what a small world, because I'd read for it, and she got it, so it was great. She's fantastic.
That's great. And one last question. About a year or so ago, that you and Bobby Yeeks and Jeff Branson was on the show at the time, appeared on the MTV series Made.
Yeah.
And when you had three aspiring soap actresses, what was that experience like?
Oh, it was so fun. You know, Michael Collins, our publicist, and he came up with he went to Made with the idea, I guess, like a year before. So they finally decided to do it. And, it was great. You know, we shot that over about maybe 4 months, but we only worked like 4 or 5 days, you know, because they edited it all together. And, you know, the girls were, you know, if you saw the show, you saw. The girls were a piece of work. But they were really sweet, and it was so much fun. And it was nice because my girl won. So I felt like I at least helped her a little bit, try to be motivated and have some drive. But it was so much fun. It was great. And MTV is such a great fan base that I heard from people, you know, older and younger that I never thought would, you know, would see any of my stuff, and the one thing they have seen is Made. So it was a very cool experience.
That's great. That was wonderful. I am very proud of you. Very proud of your person that did it for you. Hey, listen, Melissa. Thanks. I know you got other calls around, so I want to
thank
you for calling me tonight. And by the way, I sent some holiday cards for you guys, for you and your guys, and for your other killer actors at the studios. So should be here some time this week.
Oh, you're very sweet. Thank you. Happy holidays.
And the same to you, Melissa. Take care.
Hang on, Tom. Oh, wow. Yeah, you've done a lot of other stuff. I mean, the MTV thing must have been really cool.
It was so cool. And it really was all, for anybody that watches Made, their crew was great. They worked so hard. But it actually really was all real. Because I would ask them behind the scenes, I'm like, so would you make them do scenes over? I wanted like the inside scoop. And they're like, no. And if, you know, if they were trying to egg girls on to say something, the girl's like, do you want me to just say it? And they're like, no, we don't want you to just say anything. So it really is a very real, not scripted, you know, very real documentary type show. So I was very impressed by them. That actually is what you see is what you get.
Right.
It's definitely an experience to be able to have been a Made coach. You know, it's kind of cool. It's cool.
Right. And didn't Jacob Young do that too?
You know, yeah, they did another one after ours. It was myself, Bobby, and Jeff. And then they did another one with one person. But I heard about it. I didn't really see them shooting, though. And I don't know if it's coming out because I feel like that was a while ago.
Yeah,
I don't know if it aired or if it's going to. I'm not really sure.
Right.
So sorry?
No, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was saying what made ours interesting wasn't even, like, necessarily us. It was those girls were such characters. You know, they were so funny and such, you know, if you watched it, they were hilarious. They were a real piece of work, you know. So
right.
I think having the three of, I think they call themselves the three A's or something is all the new part of the A. So just watching them made it just so fascinating to watch and trying to get them to study and read the scripts. And so I think that's what helped make it very intriguing and make it, you know, a popular episode. So.
Mm-hmm. And for those of you who don't know, Melissa is also a spokesperson for Proactive.
Yes, I am.
Good stuff.
I've been using it since college. I didn't, they don't really audition people for Proactive. It's more like they find out if you've used it and then they come to you. So it really is the real deal. I used it since I was, I think, a sophomore in college, and which was a long time ago. So, yeah, I've been using it for, since I'd say probably around 2000. So about 8 years I've been using it.
Yeah, and Melissa, you've been getting around, too, because I saw you co-host on The View, and you've been doing a lot of other little things.
It's been a busy couple of years. I've been very blessed. But we share a studio with The View. So I have to be fair. It wasn't that they really were like, oh, I want Melissa Claire Egan. It was more that they had seen me do Extra and do Made, and I think they knew I could kind of, you know, I was semi-quick on my toes. And last minute, Elizabeth couldn't do it because she was about to have her second baby. She had a doctor's appointment. So I think last minute they were just scrambling. They're like, oh, we need another co-host. I have another co-host. And I just finished shooting on all my children. I had already done makeup and hair, and I had happened to finish in time. So I'm like, you want to do Made? I mean, I'm sorry, you want to do The View? And I was like, sure, why not? You know, and I was so scared. I was like, oh, my God, what am I getting myself into? But it was so much fun. And to be able to be a co-host on The View, I mean, it was incredible. So I just kind of, sucked it up and said, just go for it. And it was so much fun. It was so cool.
Oh, that's good. Very good. I love that show. So definitely.
I do, too. I've always loved The View, too. And now, especially with, like, Whoopi and all them on it and Sherry, like, it's such a good show. I love it.
Yeah. All right, let's go over here to area code 352. You're on the phone with Melissa. What's your name?
Courtney.
Hey, Courtney. Say hi to Melissa.
Hey, Melissa. Hey, Joanne.
Hi. I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. I just wanted to say basically what everybody else is saying. I think it's really neat that how you started off being good and then how your character started changing.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoy your scenes, and I think that really makes you a wonderful actress.
Oh, thank you. That's very generous. I appreciate that. It has been fun. I do feel very lucky.
I have a question. If you could pick other actors like that you haven't been playing with on the show, who would it be?
Oh, my gosh, that's tough. That's a good question. Well, at first, I would say David Canary, just because I didn't work with him for the first, 2 years, and he's, so fantastic. He's, such a legend, you know? Then finally, last summer, I got to work with him a lot when Annie moved into the Chandler Mansion. So that would be one of my answers. I also love Debbie Morgan. I just think she's so fantastic, and I've actually never had scenes with her. I've had scenes where we're in the same scene, but I've never had lines with her, and I just think she's so great. So that would be fun. God, it's so hard. I mean, I really do think, and I'm not just saying this to, blow smoke, but, I do feel like our cast, everyone else is so talented, and it's just such a great group of actors. So I feel like I'd be, it would be great to work with anyone, even Vincent, who plays David. I feel like that would be fun if Annie and David just, became bad together or something, because he's such a good actor. So it's hard to say one, but those would be three good ones, I think, more David and Debbie and Vincent, maybe.
Yeah, I think you guys would be great together.
Oh, well, thanks. Yeah, he's so good at being dad. I watched the show, too, with him, and I'm like, that's so bad, but so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a good question. It's a hard one.
I know you have other callers, but I just wanted to say I really enjoy your scenes.
Oh, well, thank you. That means a lot. I really, really, really appreciate that.
You're welcome. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Courtney.
Okay, let's see here. Thanks, Courtney. Okay, 808, which is Hawaii. Anthony.
I'm Alyssa.
Hi, Anthony.
I'm Alyssa.
Hi.
Good.
How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Also, I like your scenes in All My Children because I watch All My, every day.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you like them. I hope you like them.
I was laughing today when you, it seemed like, when Ryan came and you pushed him, attacked him?
Right. Yeah. It's always fun to smack around Cameron a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were fun scenes, yeah. And he has a lot of freakouts lately.
Anthony's going on the cruise, Melissa.
You are?
Yeah,
yay.
I am.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
Are you going to sing karaoke with me?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, good. If you could pick one song to sing karaoke, what would it be? Do you know what you want to sing?
Up to you.
What is it?
It's up to you, he said.
Oh, it's up to me. All right, I'll have to think of something for us then. I'll have to think of something good.
You talk to any of the cast on My Children?
You mean like outside of work?
Yeah, outside of work.
Awesome. Yeah, we're actually pretty a close cast outside of work. I am. Let's see, I hang out with Chriselle Stouse, who plays Amanda. She's one of my very close friends. So we go out a lot. Last weekend, I actually went out with her and Ricky Paul, who plays Jake. The three of us become very close. So we went out to get some Mexican food and go to a little lounge. I hang out with Alicia sometimes, Cameron sometimes, but he's so busy because of his kids. But we all see each other a lot. It's like a very close cast. A lot of us go to each other's weddings and baby showers and bridal showers. It's a very, intimate cast, which is nice. You feel like everybody's your friend outside of work.
Wow.
So it's nice.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's nice. I think it's important to have that kind of camaraderie with your cast,
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Also,
nice.
Merry Christmas and a happy holiday.
Merry Christmas to you. Very happy holidays, Anthony.
I'll see you on the cruise then.
I will see you on the cruise with my microphone.
Okay.
Right for you.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. Bye,
Anthony.
Bye.
No. Yeah, it's up to you, Melissa. You're going to have to pick the songs.
I know. Pressure. Uh-oh. I'll have to think of something good.
Yeah, so Barb is in the chat room. Barb, make sure you put in there for everyone the $250 deal that you were telling us about yesterday. I forgot the code that you told me. Holiday something or other, I forget. The $250 deposit. So definitely, you guys, go to rockthesoap.com. Melissa's going to be there doing karaoke.
Hey, yes.
I got a message in the chat room from Tony Ann, and she says, tell Melissa I'm glad Annie came on as innocent character because it allowed me to fall in love with her as an actress, and she is what keeps me watching. Annie, happy holidays, and I will see you at Broadway Cares.
Oh, that's so nice. That's so. Everyone's been so super supportive. It's so warm and supportive. It's really great. It's very flattering. So thank you all for all support and enjoying the crazy Annie because it's fun to play. So it's really, really nice to get all that support. So thank you.
When you first came on the show, did you think that you looked so much like Rebecca that you should have been Greenlee?
No, you know, I did. I heard it a lot, and I had seen the show before I got on. So I definitely saw the resemblance, but I never thought I should have been. You know, I liked creating a character. Not that anything's wrong with you know taking over for a character, because I've auditioned for many characters to be the recast as well. But I liked the idea of creating a character, being the first one. And if I had been Greenlee, I would be Annie. You know what I mean? So.
Right.
A lot of people asked me that my first year, and I totally understand the comparison. But I was even when I was kind of Stepford Wife Annie, I was still happy to be Annie. Because you create your own history, you create your own relationship with Ryan, you create these new friendships, you create this character with the writers, and you know, it's between their writing and between your performance. So I see the resemblance, but I think the only reason people said that was because we, you know, had similarities in our looks. You know,
right.
We have, you know, and especially when I dyed my hair brown. So I totally get it, but I was really happy to. Be Annie, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, me personally, I think that you, do kind of resemble Rebecca, but I think you look like Cindy Crawford.
Really? Bless your soul. Merry Christmas to you too. That's such a nice thing to say. Thank you.
I really do. I do think you resemble Cindy Crawford a lot.
Oh, that's nice. Well, I think, you know, I have that mole. Hers is in a better place than mine, but maybe it's like the mole and the dark hair.
I don't know. I think you do. You have to, like...
Oh, that's so nice.
There's what's the name of the website? There's a website, it's on my MySpace page, where you can put...
Oh, is it like who you look like or something?
Yeah. There's a website where you could put up your photo, and it'll pick out all of your celebrity lookalikes.
Oh, my God.
You should try that.
Cool. I've gotten Jennifer Garner before. That's the only celebrity I've gotten that I think is possible resembles each other. But yeah, I've never gotten Cindy Crawford. That's very nice.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Let's go over here to, excuse me, Area Code 813. This is Maggie. Maggie's calling from Florida, so just listen. Maggie, say hi to Melissa.
Hey.
Hi, Maggie.
How are you?
How are you?
Yeah, we are comfortable. I wrap you on Monday.
She loves you on All My Children.
Oh, thank you, Maggie. Thank you so much.
We're comfortable.
You're so beautiful.
Oh, you're very sweet. It's a lot of makeup. Don't be fooled. No, I'm kidding. That's very sweet of you to say.
Okay, bye.
Oh, bye. Happy holidays, Maggie.
And you too. Bye.
Bye. Bye, Maggie. She's so sweet.
That's very sweet. That's so nice.
Okay, now we have area code 716, Buffalo, New York.
Hi, Melissa. This is Kim.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Good. We met a few times. Most recently, I was at the studio with Aiden wheeling around.
Oh, great. Yes, I remember you.
Yeah. How's it going?
I'm good. I'm very well. How about yourself?
I'm good. I'm also going on the Rock the Soap cruise.
Yay. That's awesome.
So that's going to be really fun. I just want to tell you, like everyone else has been telling you, that you're doing a wonderful job, and I'm really enjoying watching you.
Oh, I hope so. Thank you. That means a lot. I hope you're enjoying it.
Yeah, it's very good. It's actually my favorite thing going on.
Oh,
on the show right now,
better.
So.
Oh, good,
yeah.
Good. Oh, that's very nice to say. That makes me very happy.
Well, I just wanted to say happy holidays and take care.
Thanks, you too, and I'll see you in March on the boat.
Yeah, and I might also go to Broadway Cares, so.
Yay, oh, you should. You should do
yeah.
both. It's going to be, for both going to be a great time.
Yep. Okay, I'll see you then. Take care.
Okay, take care.
Right.
Happy holidays.
You too. Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Area code 904.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm here. Sorry, I had to take my phone off speaker. Hi, Melissa.
Hello.
It's Georgette.
Hi. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Nothing. You know, same old work and play. What about yourself?
Nothing. I haven't seen you in a while.
I know. I haven't seen you in a long time.
I know, I've been really busy. School's pretty much taken over my life.
Good for you.
So,
good for you. School is good.
So I've been doing things. You're doing a great job on the show. I really do like Crazy Annie way better other than Goody Goody Annie because, I don't know, it just shows more levels of, and it really shows how well your acting ability comes out when you can do different levels of things. So I think it's way better that you're playing crazy. Hope they keep
thanks.
It that way.
Yeah, I hope so, too. It's fun. You know, someone needs to be causing trouble in Time Valley, so I don't mind being that person. I like
I think you need to be paired with David Hayward. That'd be sweet.
I think it would be super neat, too. I think he's so great. So I don't know. Maybe him, but he seems super busy with Bobby right now with Crystal. So who knows? Everyone has their hands full in their love lives on the show right now. So,
I know, but I love Vincent Irizarry.
I
think
it would
be interesting. I think that'd be very interesting.
It would be funny. It would be a fun little, like, Bonnie and Clyde couple causing trouble and making people crazy, you know? No, that would
be great.
That would be great.
Hope to see you soon. I'm probably coming to New York soon, so if I do, I'll come stop by maybe if I could.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We'll see you outside.
Keep up the great work.
Thank you. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay, happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays. Have a great one.
Okay.
Yes, I love me some David Hayward, and I think you guys would be great.
Isn't he
man?
So, yeah, I know. Something about him, man. And he's so good
to
be bad.
I was so excited when he came back this time around, and you know what? He looks so different. He looks a lot more, what's the word I want to use? He looks a little bit more beefy, I guess, you know, more.
He's very dapper. Very,
you know,
very, very sexy about him, don't you think?
Yes,
sure.
I make a joke about him. Not a joke, but it's just like this little thing. It's like, you know, I want to take some, like, a little Bisquic muffin and just, like, sop him up real good because he is just so freaking delicious looking.
I know. I will tell him that you said that. Cause that's really
you have to.
Out.
Tell him. He
that's
needs
amazing.
To come on Crazy Girl show because I'm just going to, like, sop him up with some Bisquic.
God. I'm sure you'd put him in his place. You would, that would be great. I will tell him for sure.
Absolutely.
I'll relay the message for you. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you know, there was a few people at Super Soap that I didn't get to do my interviews with at the morning of the press breakfast.
Right.
It was you. It was Bobby, Cassie, and Vincent was one of them, which I was really mad about. I wanted to tackle.
Oh man. Right.
Yeah. Oh, I wanted to tackle him good. If they weren't watching me, watch out.
I love it.
He would have got tackled. But, yeah, definitely tell him. He's a wanted man on this show.
I will. I'll tell him. He's way after him.
All right, Rita, you got a couple more callers here. Area code 847. This is Rita. Rita,
thank
say hi to Melissa.
You. Oh, Joanne, thank you. Melissa,
hi.
I have a – can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Oh, thank you. I've been having almost as bad a trouble as Joanne has. When you first came on the show, and I hope you won't feel insulted by this, you shouldn't, I literally did think you were Greenlee.
That's okay.
Well,
right.
I know you've been told that so many times, and I'm glad Joanne asked that question because I was wondering if you would, you want to make the character that you were given your own, and you want to build on that, and you don't want to take up another, but you would probably be the only one be accepted because of the resemblance.
Right, Right.
If
it would
they
be
ever asked you.
In, right. Mm-hmm. Well, and again, don't get me wrong. I'm not, like, sitting here back to Buddy's stunning. So any kind of comparison, I'm like, great, I'll take it. I just meant more, like, I totally see the resemblance. I just tried to, you know, I was just happy to create a new character. But I totally understand that. People were, she's like a totally loved character. So I was, it was a compliment to me a few years back that they even said that, you know. So I totally understand that.
Oh,
sure.
I'm glad you're not insulted because
I know she was on
All My Children first.
Yeah. And she's beautiful. So it's not like I was like, oh, it was more just that, you know, I was trying to create this other character for the first year or so, and it was like a constant comparison at the time, but it was still flattering because she was like a much loved character. So I was like, I'll take it. You know, I'm sure. So no, I wasn't insulted at all.
Well, she also played that B word pretty good, too.
Right. No, yeah. No,
and you're not
sure.
Diving into that. I have another serious question to ask you.
Sure.
You don't think there's any chance that you're going to be cured by Friday, do you?
By this Friday?
Yeah, that would be too quick. You're having too much fun with yours.
No, I don't think so. We shoot a month in advance, and there's still really good, juicy stuff going on in Annie's head.
And you have no idea why I'm asking you that, do you?
No, I don't. Why?
Well, you weren't. Well, she was such a huge part. She was a part of everybody's life for 3.5 decades. And you know this Friday is special.
Oh, the birthday.
And they should give, they should give her a lot more than one day. I mean, in my opinion.
Oh, for sure. No, I completely understand.
You agree with me on that. And I'm just thinking the entire Pine Valley should be there, but.
Right.
You know what I'm saying, Myrtle.
No, I know. But beware. I'm not understanding what you mean. Beware on Friday. I know it's a birthday.
Well, Friday is they're going to be announcing.
That's when they're airing the memorial.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
They're
going
to do something very special for her.
Yeah, very special. Absolutely. No, I totally agree. And we had our own memorial for her two Fridays ago on the set, and then the episode is airing Friday for her, absolutely. But what would you say? You said they should do more than the one. Is that what you were saying?
Well, yeah, I think she deserves more than one day.
Oh, absolutely. No, I totally get it, yeah.
If it was up to me, I'd give her a whole week, and I'd have people come in from 3.5 decades. I would have people coming in from All My Children from the past, and
right.
I mean, for her, and I kind of hope that they will remember her in the future.
Oh, yeah, no.
How did you like working
you.
With her? Did you ever get to work with her?
I met her, but I never really worked with her. I had a scene on my first Thanksgiving episode, so 2 years ago Thanksgiving, like Thanksgiving of 06. We had scenes, like we were all at the same dinner table at the inn, so we had scenes together, but we didn't really have dialogue together, so I was never lucky enough to work with her as intimately as, you know, Susan and Torsten, and they all did, unfortunately. But she was so lovely. I mean, she's a legend. Our memorial, my dog is barking at the TV. The memorial that they had at All My Children was beautiful, and they showed clips of her on the stage from, you know, 40 years ago, and it was, you know, everyone on that show is definitely mourning that loss, and she's certainly a legend and on the show and everywhere else. So I totally understand.
She'll
be remembered, Rita.
Yeah, she'll be remembered. I promise. She would never be forgotten on that.
Yeah, they'll definitely pay her respect and the honor she deserves.
Oh, yes. I mean, those producers and those directors and the people on that show, especially before, you know, I've only been there for 2.5 years. They are in love with her. I mean, she's like the most well-respected. So, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I wish I could have won a trip out there and hug every one of you.
Oh,
hug all your pain
you're very
away.
Sweet. You're very sweet.
All right. Thanks, Rita.
And Joanne, thanks for letting me talk.
Thank you,
Rita. And thanks for trying to comfort me.
Oh,
I didn't even work with her.
I understand. I do.
No.
Okay,
well,
Rita,
thank you. Can
you.
I stay
Rita.
Listening? Can I stay listening?
Sure. Hold on.
Sure.
Okay. 815, Jenna.
Hey. This is
Hi.
Jenna.
Hi,
Melissa.
What's up?
Hey, Joanne. Hey, Melissa. Actually, the first anything soap opera radio I ever listened to was your buzzworthy from last year.
Oh, from last year.
Yeah. But I was really mad because I didn't actually get to talk to you, and so I'm really happy I get to talk to you now.
Oh, good.
But,
time's the charm.
I'm nervous. Scared. I was trying to think of a question.
Okay. Take a minute. You're okay.
Oh, I'll get it. The only thing only people I've ever met were Rebecca and Alicia at a charm event earlier this year. I wanted to know what it was like working with them.
Oh, they're great. I mean, they first of all, they both have great sense of humor. So
they were both very funny.
Very funny, and she's very crude, and has like a great crude, sailor mouth, you know. And so she just makes me laugh all day. And Rebecca's like that too. They're both very witty, and we have a lot of fun when we laugh. And, like, you know, Rebecca and I laugh a lot because all my scenes lately I'm trying to, you know, hurt her. And so she's so supportive. And between takes, it's just we just laugh it off. Because, you know, these scenes are crazy. And he's, like, going out to her every day. So luckily
she's
supportive.
Like, 2 days behind. But my favorite part so far of you being your character being an Oak Haven was when you thought Ryan and Anne were your dad.
I know.
Interesting. I was like, she plays crazy very well.
No, dang. Yeah, she's having some, he's having some severe issues right now with who she thinks she is. So it only gets more interesting from here, too. So stay tuned.
She's very wonderful. Actually, next to Kendall, she's my second favorite.
Oh, well, that's very sweet.
Yeah.
That's very generous. Thank you.
I would make her first, but when I met Alicia, I kind of told her my life story about, like, how I was, like, born early, like her character, like Ian, except for he was born just a little bit earlier. She kind of told me I was awesome, but that kind of made me cry. But, yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's amazing. Yeah,
yeah.
That's cool.
Do you know if you're going to be in Chicago for any Soap Nation tour? Any part of that yet?
I am really hoping. We don't know yet who's going where or when or what the whole schedule is and where, but I'm really hoping. I actually have a lot of family in Chicago, and I love it there. So I'm hoping they send me to Chicago.
I'm really hoping maybe too.
Yeah, I don't think they've decided who's going where yet. So, definitely keep checking the website and stuff, and I'm sure my girl Jo will keep posted. So we'll definitely
I'm on your board of my name is actually I Heart Missy. So.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Yeah.
You're very sweet. I've seen that.
I actually made a video for all the AMC girls to Lady Marmalade.
Oh, you did.
The song that that you guys sang last year. And they actually uploaded the video on YouTube, and I watch it like every day.
Oh, my gosh. I'll have to look for that then. I'll have to Google it.
Yeah. You'll have to YouTube it or Google it or something.
I will. I'll definitely look for it. That's very cool.
Yeah. You were very interesting.
Oh.
Well, I know you have other callers, but I wanted to get my I love you too much out of my system.
Oh, you're so sweet. I really appreciate that and your support. You're great.
I appreciate you too.
Oh.
And all the love you give to us fans, which we really adore it, considering I'm kind of an aspiring actress. So.
Oh, good for you.
I kind of want to work with you one day too, but I kind of have to get out there first.
Yeah, exactly. So. You can do it. Just stay to your dreams and your goals, and you can do whatever you want.
Yes, I believe that.
Thanks,
Jenna. That's cool. Say hi to your dog for me.
I will. I'm with her right now. She's freaking out. I know. I will.
Yeah.
I will get
her. Okay.
I'll say hello.
Thanks, Jenna.
Thank you.
See you. Bye.
Bye.
And you know what? There's one thing that you and I do have in common. Somewhat. We're both from Westchester County.
Oh, yeah, where are you from in Westchester?
I'm from Yonkers.
I'm from Bedford, Pound Ridge area.
Yes, right up the
road.
Yeah,
very close,
very close. Well, we have an area code 914 on the line, so let's see who this is. 914, you're on the phone with Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. Hi, I'm Chuck.
Hi, Chuck.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Okay, I just wondered about that. You're from Bedford, too. I'm from just outside of Bedford, too.
You are?
Yeah.
What high school did you go to?
Yeah, from Peekskill.
Oh, gotcha. Awesome.
Yeah, so how you doing?
I'm really, really good, you know, getting ready for the holidays. I'm good.
Yeah. I thought I saw you once. You ever go to the Yorktown Grange Fair?
The Yorktown what fair?
The Yorktown Grange Fair.
No, I've never been, actually.
Oh. I thought I saw you one time. I don't remember where. It was a while ago, though.
Oh, maybe. It must have been my secret twin.
How long have you been out of Bedford?
I graduated high school in 99 from Fox Mountain High School in Bedford, and then I went to college in North Carolina, and then I was in L.A. for 3 years, and I've been back in New York for 2.5. So, yeah, I go back, though, every once in a while because I live in New York City. But I haven't really lived there since 99.
Okay.
Yeah. Great. I love it there.
Right. Yeah. Not a celebrity from Bedford.
Yes. Yes. It's a great town.
Well, I just wanted, say hello and stuff and wish you a happy holidays.
Glad you did. I'm so glad you did. That's very nice. Thank you, Todd.
I think you're the prettiest girl on all my children.
Oh, you're very sweet. Thank you.
And I'll tell everybody on the cast and say hello.
I definitely will. I'll send them your regards.
All right. You take care and have a happy holiday.
All right. Happy holidays to you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, Westchester County.
That's right.
It's 10:45, so Melissa, let's do a little rundown about the cruise again before I take any more calls for anybody that just tuned in. So the cruise, rockthesoap.com, go to see all the details, but Melissa will be on board the ship, and tell them what you'll be doing.
We'll be doing lots of things. There are private parties. I will be doing a little song and dance number with Bobby Eakes. Divas of Daytime will be performing. We're going to be doing karaoke. We're going to be drinking. We're going to be dancing. We're going to be chit-chatting and confabulating. And then the cruise goes to Mexico, where we have a little beach party with all the actors and the fans. It's super intimate. It's going to be super fun. Everyone has to sign up now to get their tickets right away.
Mm-hmm. And there is some specials going on. Barbara's in the chat room, and she's keeping these all posted. $250 deposit gets you going. I believe you have until February, the middle of February, she said, to pay it off. So there's plenty of time. You just enter 250 holiday is the code, and you enter that in, and then you'll be out there partying. And you know what? Aiden Turner is going to be DJing. Hello.
DJing. And Torsten Kay is releasing his book, I believe, exclusively on the cruise. So that's going to be a big deal. It's going to be so much fun. And Michael Knight, I tell you, is hosting a casting call. Here at the Super Soap, they do this thing called the casting call where they pull people from the audience and do audition scenes with them. Well, I believe Michael Knight is hosting it this year. He plays Chad, everyone knows, the amazing Chad on our show. So he'll be doing a casting call on the boat. There's going to be a silent auction on board. It's going to be great. A lot of cool exclusives you can't get anywhere else.
Absolutely. So, and Bob Guinea's going to be singing. His band is going to be performing.
Yeah, Bob's band will be there.
And isn't Rebecca hosting the karaoke, I believe?
I believe
Rebecca's
she is.
Hosting the karaoke.
I believe she is, yeah. You can't
so
go wrong
definitely.
With karaoke, so.
Probably one of the last soap events you'll be able to see Rebecca Budd,
I guess.
But she's leaving in the spring.
And especially since there's no Super Soap this year, better do it now. Get your fix in on the boat in March, because it won't be going on next November at Disney World. So
I know.
Do it now.
Absolutely. So definitely. Yes, Barbara's saying that Greg Ricart and Rebecca are hosting the karaoke.
Yes.
Very good. Very good. And there's going to be exclusive signings of Torsten Kay's children's book that you can only get on board this ship. So I'm telling you, it's just, you have to go. Have to go. All right, let's go over here to area code 407, speaking of Orlando. 407.
Hi, thanks, Jan. Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing perfect. Just as everyone has told you how good of a job you're doing right now, I think that you are going to deserve an Emmy nomination, definitely.
Oh, that's so nice to say. Thank you.
Oh, well deserved. I'm mainly calling for my son tonight. He told him he met you at Super Soap this week, this past November. I don't know if you remember him or not, Chase. And he wanted to call in tonight, but he got tuckered out at 8 o'clock. So I just wanted to call and tell you that he says hello and that
sweet. You'll have to give him a big hug for me and tell him that's very, very sweet.
He was watching the other day, and I guess he didn't realize that you had gone crazy on the show.
Oh.
And he was like, oh, she's in a facility.
Yeah,
and he didn't realize it too, so I kind of talked to him a little bit. He's autistic, so he's... he didn't quite understand it, but I talked to him. But he really, really has a crush on you.
I love it. You have to give him a big hug, Jen, and tell my son my love. That's very, very cool. Very sweet.
Yeah, I didn't get to meet you this year because I had a ticket to see you, but the first time he met you, he was just, so taken with you, so I gave him my ticket so he could meet you the second time. But I think you're doing such a great job.
That means a really good job. I appreciate all that support. It means a lot, so much. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And I know we're going to be coming up to New York City, I guess in February. He's actually going up to Philadelphia to do some research. So we're going to go to New York and see a couple of plays. And I think we're going to try to head on over to the ABC studios and maybe we can let you come in or out or something so we can see you. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. That'd be great. That'd be great.
Yeah, I wish he would have stayed up tonight because he was so excited. I just by chance saw this on an email that I got today, and I told him, and he was all excited, and boom, 8 o'clock he was out.
Why don't you do this? Because, you know, the show is archived, so you can always go back into my website and download it. So, Melissa, why don't you give him a personal message so he can hear it himself?
Oh, perfect.
That's so sweet. Hey, you, it's Melissa. I'm so sad that I didn't get to talk to you personally tonight, but thank you so much for all the support, and I hope to see you when you come to New York soon. Sending you lots of love and a very Merry Christmas.
Oh, thanks, Melissa. He's going to love it.
Of course.
He's going to love it. And he did send you a Christmas card with some pictures, too. So
that's
we sent
them
to the studio, so I hope you get them so you can kind of put a face to the name. And his name's Chase.
Oh, I can't wait. Yes. No, I'm very excited. Thank
you.
Very good.
Just go to the website and download it, and he'll be able to hear it.
I sure will. Thank you so much. And y'all have a happy holiday.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Beautiful thing about this, because everything is being recorded, and if there's ever, you can always go back and just listen to it if you missed it. So, I mean, perfect.
That's awesome. Very awesome.
Mm-hmm. Area code 423, you're on the phone with Melissa.
Hello.
Hi.
Am I on?
You're on.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know.
That's okay.
My name is Isabella, and
hi.
I was wondering, how is it like working with the little girl, Lucy?
Oh, she's the best. She's so cute. She loves working. She loves being there. I think, you know, Lucy's actually in the new Marley and Me movie. I believe she's playing Jennifer Aniston's daughter. She's just the dearest little girl. She, like, you know, sometimes you meet kids, actors, and you don't know, like, if they like to be there. She loves to be there. She's, like, wants to have more scenes and more lines, and she just loves it, and she's such a good little sport, so she's the best.
You can tell. She's very
cute.
Yeah,
you can tell. You know, you can tell she loves it, so she's very sweet.
Well, I just wanted to call and say that you're doing a really great job.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
And I guess that's all.
Okay, well, thanks for everything and the support and for watching.
Bye.
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 Happy holidays.
Now, Melissa, was it hard for you to work with children?
Not really. I mean, you know going into it that it's going to be, I always say children and animals are the two that are, those scenes are going to be tricky. If you have scenes with an animal, if you have scenes with babies, you know, and we have so many kids in our show, you just get to go in knowing to, you know, be a little more patient and, you know, especially with the babies. But with the older kids, you get really used to it, you know, and they're really good. I mean, they get good at memorizing their lines, you know, so...
Mm-hmm.
It's not too hard. I don't find it that difficult.
Right.
Yeah,
well, that's good. Well, I have one last caller, and this is Barb, Bob Guinea's right hand.
Hi, Barb.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good.
They're good. Sitting here in a snowstorm.
I know, as am I.
Yes.
Is it snowing down in Manhattan, Melissa?
Yeah, it's actually, today was our first snowfall.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if it made it that far down. I mean, yeah, it's snowing up here, too. So, but
Yeah, it was our first day of snow. It's been beautiful, but it's a little wet.
Yeah. Well, I'm still screaming at my kids. They are going to school tomorrow. Sorry. You're going, damn it. Okay.
Yeah,
so, Barb, spit out your deals here. We got 4 minutes.
Well, if you didn't listen yesterday, and we'll rehash the whole, you need to book by the 31st to get the $250 deal so that you only have to put $250 down for your deposit right now. Otherwise, starting January 1st, they'll go back to $500. So if you got $250 laying around and you want to book your cruise, that's cool, because then you'll be, you know, you really don't have to pay it off till towards the end of February. So you have plenty of time then to save your pennies because you
Absolutely.
Don't want to miss out on this stock. So.
And this can be a perfect advanced gift. If it's not a Christmas gift, it could be a perfect advanced birthday gift, anniversary gift, any kind of gift, you know.
Definitely.
I mean, just because you don't give it to the person on the day doesn't mean it's not a gift.
Yeah, if you're going to be 40 next November, you should get a cruise in March.
Yeah, well, wow,
right?
Exactly. I'm
going to
be 40 in December. Yeah,
in December. I knew it was
one
of those.
Yeah, I'll be 40 next December. I think I deserve a cruise, you know.
Cruise.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, you shouldn't wait for the second annual cruise. So
right.
Let's get everybody on this cruise, and then next
year
we'll double the amount of people that come out because they won't want to miss it.
Exactly.
You know what? And then let me say something here, because they're talking about Soap Nation in the chat room. Real quick, Soap Nation is going to be based on the attendance of the beginning of these appearances that they set up. If there's not a high demand for the actors to be somewhere, they're not going to put it out there. So you have to go out and you have to get into these things. Go to the cruise, go to Broadway Cares, show your support.
True.
Otherwise, you know, you're not going to have the events to go to anymore, period. So it really won't make a difference.
Right.
And
no, that's very true.
The Soap Mania, whatever they're talking about in there, is not connected to Soap Nation.
Right. There's some other kind of website going around, soapmania.com or something.
It's some type of soap thing, but it's not connected with Soap Nation. Ours is totally different. So.
Which is affiliated with SoapNet. SoapMania is not affiliated with SoapNet, so just scrap that idea.
Not that it's bad, but it's just not ours.
No, but yeah.
We want you to come to our show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, well, we got 2 minutes on the clock. Melissa, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. It's fun.
Absolutely. Can I get you to do a small promo for the show before I let you go?
Of course.
All right. Go ahead. You're all set. Say what you got to say.
Wait, what do you want me to say?
I'm sorry. It's like I'm on autopilot. This is Melissa Claire Egan on Stardish Radio, that kind of thing.
Oh, okay. Great. Hi, everybody. This is Melissa Claire Egan, Annie Lavery, and all my children on Stardish Radio, wishing you all a very happy and healthy holiday. All the best.
Perfect.
How's that?
Perfect. Now, you go back to that studio tomorrow, and you tell Vincent he needs to get his tail on the show.
I will send him the message. You got it.
All right, Melissa. Thanks so much. And everybody, go book that cruise and go hang out with Melissa on the beach in Mexico. How about that?
Yeah.
All right, we'll leave off with a little Christmas cheer. Good night, everybody. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow for Aiden Turner.
Woo! Thanks, guys.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul. With a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. For when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Oh, Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be. And the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. Frosty the Snowman knew the sun was hot that day. So he said, let's run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away. Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, saying, catch me if you can. He led them down the streets of town right